In spite of all the discussion in recent years of increased appointment intervals, I have to admit that I still see most of my patients every 4 to 6 weeks. I don't do this because I need to reactivate the appliance necessarily, but because I want to keep my patients on track in other ways, with hygiene, elastics, and to make sure there aren't some unwanted side effects creating problems. It was because of this feeling that I was not keeping up with contemporary practices that I was drawn to an article in the July 2011 JCO. This article is called Evidence-Based Considerations for Determining Appointment Intervals. And although it isn't really evidence-based in the contemporary sense, it does try to bring some rationale to making decisions about appointment intervals by referring to the meager literature that is available on this subject. The major point made in the article is that one appointment interval is not appropriate for all patients, that patients should be individualized based on at least 9 factors. Let me tell you what those 9 factors are and how the authors conclude they should affect scheduling interval. Number 1, patient age. Adult patients should be seen no longer than every 4 to 6 weeks, based on slower cellular response and an increased risk for periodontal disease. Number 2, type of arch wires. Nickel titanium arch wires have a very long range of action and can support longer intervals of 6 weeks to 10 weeks. Number 3, periodontal status. Patients with periodontal disease or poor oral hygiene should be seen at least every 4 weeks to monitor cleaning and periodontal health. Number 4, extraction versus non-extraction. Patients with extractions should be seen more frequently due to the increased risk of side effects during space closure. Number 5, surgical and impaction cases. The authors suggest these difficult cases often need to be scheduled at least every 4 weeks to keep them on schedule. Number 6, compliance versus non-compliance mechanics. Appliances that require compliance, such as headgear or elastics, should be seen more frequently to measure treatment progress. Number 7, decalcification. Patients with decalcification and poor oral hygiene must be seen every 4 weeks for hygiene management. Number 8, root resorption. Severe root resorption should be closely monitored every 4 weeks. Number 9, family schedule considerations. When it's very difficult for parents or children to make frequent appointments, they may require longer intervals. These are some very specific recommendations for scheduling intervals that you may want to at least consider in your office. You may have different thoughts or experiences that lead you to different conclusions, but an open discussion about intervals may lead to improvements in your practice. If nothing else, you may get your staff to understand why not all patients need the same interval. I really like the fact that the considerations discussed in this article were patient-driven and not consultant-driven. If you want to find the full article to stimulate discussion of appointment interval in your office, take a look at the overview section of the July 2011 Journal of Clinical Orthodontics.